plans to establish three task forces to support ongoing tariff negotiation with the United States. Involving coordination between ministries, agencies, and the private sector, a minister said his remarks followed President Prabowo Subianto's decision to create a special task force after an Indonesian delegation held tariff discussions with several senior U.S. officials in Washington. Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Armando Tanase called for strengthening solidarity and trade among middle-income countries at the High-Level Conference of Middle-Income Countries in Manila, the Philippines. He highlighted the changing global situation marked by increasingly intense competition between major powers, rising protectionism and trade wars, and a weakening multilateralism system, as well as efforts by several parties to dismantle it. And that was the news. Right now we are sweet talking through today, and of course you are listening to Cheryl Sinovia and the Risky Abraham Chandra L with Sweet Talk. And you can always tune in for our online streaming bonus.id, shortwave from 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and also our application in RRA Digital. Indonesia, broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and live streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Pope Francis passed away on Easter Day on Monday, April 21st, 2025, at the age of 88 at his residence in the Vatican's Casa Marta. Therefore, the Vatican held a conclave to choose the next Pope. And I'm Ray, and we'll talk more about this with the Deputy Secretary of the Indonesian Cathedral Archdiocese, Bapak Thomas Ulun Ismoyo, in VOI Talk. How are you today, sir?
Well, thank you.
Okay, so without any further ado, I would like to ask you something for all of our listeners who are currently don't know a bit about conclave. Can you tell us a little bit about the conclave and what is the process of itself?
Well, the next conclave will commence on the 2nd of May. There are 135 cardinals who are eligible to be elected or elect a new pope. And they will start the day at 10 in the morning by saying a mass together among the College of Cardinals. We call it the 40th mass to start the conclave. So in the afternoon, they will start the procession to the Sistine Chapel. And at the time being, I've been informed that among 200 something cardinals, 135 are eligible, but only 133 will join the conclave because of the health reason for the other two. So among the 133 cardinals, they will enter the Sistine Chapel with prayer, and they will, to them, the master of ceremony will read to them the regulations of conclave, to take solemn oath about the secrecy of the conclave, and also they also profess the vow, mutus perpetuum, means that if they are elected to be the next pope, they will maintain the essence of, or the value of becoming a pope, which is the pastor for everyone in the world. So, if we look at the timeline, the conclave in the Sistine Chapel will start at 4:30 p.m. Rome time. It means in the afternoon, there will be one ballot at the afternoon, and the new pope will be elected if 2/3 of majority choose the same the 10% to become the next pope. So there will be a prayer, there will be a liturgical celebrations among the cardinals. There will be a liturgical or prayer ceremony rites from one prayer to another. There will be no campaign and so on and so forth. And that will exactly happen during the conclave. At the time being, the church is on the period of mourning days. We call it Novembialis, and the cardinals also gather every day to pray for the soul of Pope Francis. And this is also the time for the cardinals to know each other, because not many of the cardinals know their colleague. They come from different parts of the world. Maybe the cardinals come from the North America, knows their colleague, but they don't know about the cardinals from Southeast Asia and so on and so forth. So this period of Novembialis, or the period of mourning, minus period of mourning, also the time for the cardinals to know their colleague, and they will think together in a discernment who will be the next pope. Kind of. Thank you.
Okay, so you just mentioned there are candidates of the pope, and what are the requirements needed to be said that they can be the next pope? Does it have to be coming from the Vatican itself, or is there any other regulations?
Yeah, the prime regulations of eligibility for becoming the next pope, the one with the right to vote and to be elected, is that the cardinals are under the age of 80. So above 80, they are cardinals, but they don't have the voting rights. That is the regulations of voters in the next conclave. They come from different parts of the world, some working in the Vatican as a secretary of state, as the head of this department and that department, but some of them also come from local dioceses. For example, from Indonesia, Cardinal Ignatius Suhayo, Archbishop of Jakarta, who was appointed as a cardinal in 2019, will also come to Rome and join the conclave, because he is now still 75. So that is the main cut-off, if we can say that, of age to be eligible for, be elected, or have a voting rights.
Okay, so speaking of the conclave itself, it is known for its secrecy, and can you tell us a little bit why it has to be classified during the selection, unlike what, other presidential candidates?
Those conclaves come together, cloth, tea, they'll be locked outside from the world, in the Sistine Chapel. It is a very traditional thing in the Catholic Church, that electing a new leader, it is not to campaign, to bolster, but it is a moment of discernment among the cardinals, the leaders of the church, to see what the future looks like. And what type of leadership that suits to the challenges of the future. We have different challenges for every era, in the digital era, millennium era, world era, and so on. So the cardinals will gather together a moment of discernment, a moment of prayer, and they will see which among them will be able to continue to sail, if we can call the Church Catholic Church as a big ship, sail to the stormy waters with different types of challenges, and there they will support one another as a class of cardinal. So they will see the challenges of the world, and they will see how this person, the new pope, will be able to guide the people of God, the church, in the tension between the challenges and also maintaining the Catholic values and the Catholic faith. That is a kind type of conflict. It is not a campaign, we will do this, we will do that, we will do this, we will do that. That is more of a discernment, because we believe that it is not a fruit from human, only from human, but filled with the Holy Spirit, so a fruit of our prayer.
Okay, speaking about the next pope, is the new pope has to continue what Pope Francis has done, or the next pope has the freedom to make his own way?
If it is according to me, personally, I would like to say that Pope Francis has a very strong legacy and is very known among the people inside the Catholic Church and also in the religious communities. He is well known among the political leaders, he is known among the religious leaders. So I hope that the new Pope will have the same heart as Pope Francis had. Closeness, warmness, and his preferential for the poor, his simplicity, his
humility.
Because Pope Francis is a man of simplicity, a man of peace, a man of solidarity, a man of fraternity. I do believe that the next Pope will continue the values that Pope Francis has shown during his pontificate. But I do believe that the next Pope will have his own way, because time or era is changing, and how to deal with the changing era is also the main issue of the Catholic Church, to maintain tradition, but simultaneously also to speak our faith in different language, in different way, in different situation, but so that it can touch the heart of the people.
Okay, so what is the most important issue in this world that is expected to be addressed more by the next Pope, maybe from your opinion?
From my personal opinion, I believe there's still some same current issue that we face, global issue. For example, people are no longer talking about global warming, but global boiling these days, how we need to respect our Mother Earth. That is the current issue. In the past maybe 20 years, and now we still talk about that. So I do believe that it's still a challenge for each one of us, in the collaboration between the religious leaders and the political leaders, to join hand in hand to make a better world, in terms specifically respect to the Mother Earth. Secondly, about peace. We still have some war these days, in Ukraine, in the Middle East, in some part of Africa. Then I hope the values that of peace that Pope Francis had always promoted during his pontificate, also during his last day, his last appearance in the Basilica of St. Peter's Square, should always be promoted by all the leaders. And the third is about the inequality. I don't want to speak about poverty, because poverty, I choose a different term, that is inequality. In some parts of the world, people are very rich, even in Asia. Few percent are very rich, but there are many people who are poor. The gap between the rich and the poor should be minimized. So we talk about how we promote solidarity, how our faith, the basic of our journey, spiritual journey, enables us to make a better brotherhood and sisterhood. And by doing so, we can promote solidarity, to reduce the inequity, and to help the poor to reach a better condition. So first is about environment, second is about peace, third is about social justice. But those looking, I believe, hopefully become the major issue that all the leaders, regardless of their background, ethnicity, nationality, should put on the table as our common office vision.
Okay, that is really interesting. And during this current changing situation of the world, what can you expect of the challenges that the next Pope will face during this situation right now that is happening around the world? The next Pope challenges and leading this current world in this current condition right now, is there any challenges that is to be expected during the new Pope era?
Probably, in my opinion, personal opinion, is about economic war. Maybe people in the past, still, I mean now, there's a fiscal war, but economic war, and that kind of economic war is a part of capitalism, so people try to gain as much as they can, and they forget many things, including humanity. Pope Francis said something very interesting about that. There are many refugees died on the sea when they tried to reach the new land. And there are no news about that. But if there's the share value dropped to 1 point, it will be spread to many parts of the world. So that kind of issue about economic challenges, I believe become our communal challenges, where people become greedy to gain more and more and forget about humanity. So humanity, those two three things that I mentioned about peace, about environment, about social justice, could be tied up together in terms of humanity. And that is the challenge of the next Pope, to handle that kind of situation in collaboration. Because the Catholic Church, the leader and the Pope he's a president, but he is not president like any other country. So he doesn't have any military force, but so the voice of the Catholic Church, the voice of the Pope, hopefully inspires many leaders, regardless of their religious background, to collaborate, to maintain humanity, to promote fraternity, sisterhood, and brotherhood.
Okay, so for the final question, I would like to ask, what is your hope for the next upcoming pope?
Well, the first thing is I'd like to ask many Catholics to pray together for the next conclave that will be held on the 7th of May. There are also some gossip, but people predict who will become the next pope. Some say it will be either Secretary of State, Cardinal Parolin, some say Cardinal Tagle, and so on and so forth. So there's always chance for every cardinal to be elected as pope, even the Cardinal of Jakarta, Archbishop Ignatius Suhari. But the thing is, it's the work not only those cardinal electors, but the laws of the Holy Spirit, the law of God himself. So I want to ask many Catholics around the world to also pray that all the cardinals be filled by the Holy Spirit to speak not only about an election of one person, but it's about the future of the Catholic Church, who always have the voice in our world. So it's a moment of prayer, and it's a moment of, as I said, we hope and we would like to ask a calling for the Catholics to pray together for the conclave, that all the cardinals can be filled by the Holy Spirit to choose a leader and to always maintain what the objectives of the Catholic faith, not only about the Catholic exclusively, but for the world, for our brothers and sisters. That's my first hope. The next hope is that hopefully we'll see the white smoke comes up from the Sistine Chapel in the next maybe on the 9th or the 10th of May. Because in the past, the conclave normally happened or finished in 2 days. Maybe a few years ago, few decades ago, the longest time of conclave is 5 days, but in the past few conclave, it only took 2 days. So we believe the next pope, to continue the legacy of Pope Francis, his value, his legacy, what Pope Francis had done during his pontificate, his teaching, but also to maintain, to lead the Catholic Church throughout the two moral situations in our world with his own way, with his own leadership value. And can sisterhood with many leaders so it can have impact to the world.
Okay, thank you so much, Baba Thomas Olin, for your time to explain to us about the conclave. And of course, hope the best for the next pope and, of course, all the Christians in this world. And listeners and viewers, that was our special interview with the Deputy Secretary of the Indonesian Cathedral, Archdiocese Baba Thomas Olin Ismoyo. And thank you so much for accompanying me. And if you want to stay tuned and watch all of our amazing interviews, you can check out our YouTube channel in a VOI talk, only on Voice of Indonesia. Overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bye.
fish for mackerel to the fish. As long as the fish's texture is dense, so it is not brittle when smoked.
Share and live chat at AA Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and App Store.
Location of Boba Island is the already adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the Lipoto Beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Phuket Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Phuket Island vary depending on what tourist attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Phuket Island, there are no courses besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Phuket Island, you have to cross by boat known as Ro-Ro Ship or Roll on Roll. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupees per car and 6,500 rupees per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. With regard to other tourists, the Phuket Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Phuket Agency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are